إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you again in our program, Imam of Ahli Sunnah. In this program, we talk about the Seerah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. I hope, inshallah, you will learn an immense amount of knowledge today. We'll be talking about love for Sadat, loving the family of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. There is a lot to learn. So be with us from start to end, inshaAllah azza wa jal. It will be an amazing program for you to watch. Dear respected viewers, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, gives us a beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any good deed, any permissible task. I make this intention, inshaAllah, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You all can make this intention that you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. So be with us, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Today we have got our brother Waqas with us, and brother Muzammil, inshaAllah, who will recite Naat for us. Yes, we have got a segment in which, inshaAllah, we will be selecting one naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, written by Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, which will be explained in English, and Brother Muzammil will recite that for us. So it's going to be an interesting program. Dear respected viewers, let's go towards our panel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kasbi, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, how
are you?
Okay.
Jazakallah, thank you for coming. Welcome you in this program. Assalamu alaikum wa zamil, how are you doing?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, welcome. Jiwa Kasbi. Today, inshaAllah, we'll be talking about loving the family of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, respecting Sadat, the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and especially Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, what sort of reverence he possessed and he had a love for Sadat. Would you please start?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wa al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahi rahman rahim. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi demonstrated to the Muslim world how to show respect and reverence to the descendants of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the prime example of showing respect and adab and reverence to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His entire life is flowed with examples depicting his love for the noble family of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his whole life, you can. And one example is given that once, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alaihi, he was busy writing, and in his vicinity of his home, or where he was writing, he lived a young child who was playing. When there was a young child, every time his child crossed by the door, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi used to stand up. And then he sat down again, carried writing. The child passed again, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat got up again. Again he sat down. Somebody asked him, Azur, why you keep standing up, down, what's the issue? He said, this child is playing outside. He is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even it's mentioned up to 10 times, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat up, down, you sit, because his child is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Out of the adab, out of the respect, I'm standing up for this child. Can you imagine that this is the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the Imam of his time, the Mufti of his time, and he's standing up for a young child? Why? We are taught, alhamdulillah, stand up for the elders, stand up for the ulama, very good. But this is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat standing up for a young child. Why? Just because he's from the family and he's a descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The respected viewers, this adab and respect, it reflects from the dhat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The Rav Sayyid Ayyub Ali Sahib, he says that he himself and his brother, Sayyid Qanaat Ali, they went to do bay'ah in the court of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And it was time of Eid al-Fitr. And after Salah, Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh used to meet and greet with people. And the people would come and shake hands. Subhanallah. When Sayyid Qanaat Ali, he came and he met with Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Ala Ali rahma, he kissed the hands of Sayyid Qanaat Ali. Allahu Akbar. And he became scared. What happened? Why such a great imam and scholar is kissing my hands? Allahu Akbar. Then those who were close to the court of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when he mentioned this, what happened, they said that this is the same routine of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that whenever Eid comes, or Eidan, both of the Eids come, Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh shake hands with people. And the very first Sayyid comes to meet with Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he kisses the hands of that Sayyid. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, did you see that? Subhanallah, what a great imam of his time. And he is kissing the hands of Sayyid. And what happens today, if we get a little name or fame, then people, if they come and kiss our hands, right? Especially I'm talking about some people who are a bit religious and they come close to them and they want to kiss their hands. I'm not talking about everyone, but I'm just trying to give an example. Sometimes people become big-headed. People come and kiss my hands, ma'azallah, that should not be the case. But look at the zaat of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala. People wanted to kiss his hands. Right? They wanted to come and get his company. Allahu Akbar. Whereas he is kissing the hands of Sayyid. Why? To show respect to the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala sallam, because this is Ali Nabi. Allahu Akbar. And do you respect viewers? Let me tell you, this practice of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, it is even seen today in the zaat of Sayyidi Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya. And I've seen from my own eyes when Sayyid meets with Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah kisses his hands. So this is, subhanallah, another beautiful way to show love and reverence and respect and adab for the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Even I've seen Amir Ahlus Sunnah, when even somebody says that my name is Sayyid, on a telephone call, he says, He kisses his hand just by hearing the name Sayyid. So this is the teaching of Ala Hazrat, which has been passed on to Amir al-Rasul, which alhamdulillah he is trying to pass on to us as well, the viewers, that this is the adab, respect we should have. It's mentioned that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi, when he used to give out things, obviously people used to come to him, he used to give out things. He used to give one to everybody. But whenever a Sayyid used to come, he used to give that Sayyid two things. He used to give extra preface, give them two gifts as well. So alhamdulillah, these are the ways that we should also, when we find out somebody's a Sayyid, alhamdulillah, the descendants of the Prophet are in our communities today. Many Muslims, alhamdulillah, who are descendants from the family of the Prophet. So when we find out somebody is a Sayyid, we should take blessings from them, get du'as from them, kiss their hands, you know, and show adab and respect. Remember, one thing is very important here while we are talking about the respecting of the family of the Prophet, that one is to give a dawah that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when you love somebody, you don't just love that person. You love everything that is attached to them. Their family, their children, their friends as well. So this is alhamdulillah which is Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi showed to us. That when you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't just love the Prophet. Every person that is attached, the Prophet's sahabas, the Prophet's families, the Prophet's blessed wives, the Prophet's grandchildren, the Prophet's sahaba ikram alayhi wasallam, his companions, we are told that we must love them as well. We can't pick up somebody says to me, oh, because I love you, I've got love for you, but I don't love your child. And I'll think in my mind, what kind of love are you showing to me? So we need to make sure when we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love every person, every sahaba which is attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well.
Subhanallah, and it is said, teri nasle paak mein hai, bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera, sab gharana noor ka. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala loved Sadat? Why did he love the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the summary of the hadith is, teach your children love of Quran, my love, and love of my family. So these three things have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that we should give as a gift to our children. Nowadays, in this dunya, what's going on? Are we teaching Quran the way we should teach the gift Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked us to give to our children? when it comes to do tarbiyat of our children. And inshallah, we'll talk about how did Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi instilled love of Ahlul Bayt in his children, right? Because he had that love, that reverence, that adab. But he also imparted that in children. Because he followed this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that you teach your children three things. What are they? Quran, love of the Prophet, and love of the family of the Prophet. So what's going on, Naqas, by nowadays? Are we giving the true teachings of Quran to our children? I think we are more towards this dunya. We want materialism. We want that our child, he gets fame and name, and you see, he becomes a businessman or gets a good job, or studies very high-fi degrees and all that. What about learning Quran? What about loving Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? What about getting the degree of love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam? I would like to ask you, could you please shed a bit light? What about loving the Sadat and the family of the Prophet? Because these are the things Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam asked us to give as a gift to our children. Are we giving that? What do you see in the society?
Zomba, unfortunately today, a large number of Muslims are far away from our deen. For example, if I ask myself or the viewers of Madhini Channel, with your children, ask them that, can you name me 10 people from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 of his companions or his children, can you name me 10? Play a game with your children once. Get a pen and paper, get two pens and paper, and say to your kids, beta, write down, son, daughter, write down 10 footballers' names. They write them down easily. Write 10 cricket players' names. Write down 10 celebrities' names. Easily they write down. Then on the other side, write, okay, son, daughter, write down the name of 10 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Write down the name of 10 surahs of the Quran. Write down the name of 10 sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then assess them. Take the exam, that's your exam done. Now assess this exam, the page will be full. Assess this exam, your page will be empty. This shows where your child is today. This is your result in front of you, that till today, what I have taught my child. The question is that we're talking about children. How can we teach our children until we get our knowledge ourselves? Where have we gone? We have been busy in the dunya, making money, making a big house, nice car, good education. We didn't have time to go and learn our deen. So what are we going to put into our children? But it's still not too late. Alhamdulillah, organizations such as Dawat Islami is still out there, going into home by home, through Madhini Channel, through these courses, online courses, in the masajids, in the masjids, in the madrasas, still instilling Ishq Mustafa and the love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can't give this to our children ourselves, we don't have the knowledge, then we must send them to such places where they can get this essential knowledge. This is essential for this time, this day and age. If we don't get it today, our future generations, where will we be? Today we can't name 10 prophets. Today we can't name 10 sahaba. What will happen to the next generation? What will these children teach our future children? This is where we are today. And this is the why the Muslim Ummah at this moment is in difficulty, in trouble, because we have forgotten the Quran. We have forgotten the Hadith. We have forgotten the Sahaba. We've gone into dunya. This is why we are in this state today. So I urge the viewers of Muslim Channel, give time to your children. Get them good education, good worldly as well. But don't forget your deen. Leave such children that tomorrow they'll be the ones to raise your hands and do dua for their deceased parents. Not the children who say, oh, mom and dad have gone, but what do they leave us?
Instill the love of the Prophet and family of the Prophet and Sahaba Ikram in their heart.
But
that's very important.
But how will they teach them if they don't have knowledge themselves? Again, same thing again, send them to such places. Attach them to the Dawat Islami. Send them on the Madani Conference, in the Ishtamas, in these gatherings, where your children can go and learn these things. And inshallah, you see the benefit in the dunya and the akhirah, that when we leave these children behind, inshallah, they will be the one who will be sadaqa jariyah for us as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, beautiful message. Let's now include one segment in this program, that is Kalami Raza. In this segment, what we do, we select one kalam of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and we try to explain that. And also, our brother, inshallah, he will recite that for us. Dear respected viewers, today we have selected Munajat, right? It's a dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But this is a masterpiece from the poetry of Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala. He has made dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but how beautifully he has praised Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the same time. because he is bringing the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his dua. One of the best wasila to present in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The wasila of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he has beautifully written that in this beautiful kalam. Inshallah, I will include that. Rahmatullahi ta'ala says, Ya ilahi har jaga teri ataka saat ho. Ya ilahi har jaga teri ataka saat ho. Jab pade mushkil shahid. Mushkil kushaka saat ho. Here Allah Azat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying, O Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may your granted blessings be with us at all times, everywhere. Jab pade mushkil shahid mushkil kushaka saat ho. Whenever I'm inflicted in any sort of problem, calamity, issue, then the problem solving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may he be with me, subhanallah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, now when he talks about mushkil, what sort of calamities he's talking about? Allahu Akbar. He then mentions those calamities what a person can inflict and they can befall. And he talks in the other ash'ar and the couplets. Maybe we will learn them. The calamity of naz'a, at the time when we will be dying, that will be the real calamity. We think these calamities of the world are the problems of for us the issues. The actual thing is that we should take our iman safe and sound with us. And if that calamity comes, that problem comes, when it is hard for us to take our iman, Adi Islamic Buddhists, we should think for that. But subhanAllah, he seems to talk about that calamity. When a person will be in a difficult time, then in further ashar, he also talks about the calamity in the grave. A person will be in difficult time in the grave when there will be darkness. Then he further talks about the calamity and the time when resurrection will happen, when the day of reckoning will come, inshallah. We'll talk about the different calamities he talks about. Then how beautifully he puts the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he makes dua. Let's listen to this ashar, inshallah.
Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho. Jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho.
Dear respected viewers, in the next couplet, Anand Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is writing, Ya ilahi bhool jau naz'a ki takleef ko, shadiye didare husne mustafa ka saath ho. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful dua he is making in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Anand Rahmatullahi is saying, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when is the time of death comes, when the pains and agonies of death arise, that time arrives, Allahu Akbar, at that moment in time, may the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his beauty is with me, and I see the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, shadiye didare husne Mustafa ka saath ho, the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and shadi here refers to that glad tiding and happiness of seeing the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he says, if this will be the case, if I will have the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before me at the time of my death, then all the agonies, all the pains of death will go away. And subhanallah, ulama have written a beautiful point in this regard. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, ulama, they say that whenever you make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you should ask, Ya Allah, when I die at that moment in time, I see the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they write the reason why I should ask this dua. They say that when it was the time of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiina alayhi salatu wa salam, and Sayyidina Yusuf's beauty ala Nabiina alayhi salatu wa salam was such that when he went in front of the women of Misr. Allahu Akbar. They were indulged in the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam. They cut their fingers and they did not feel the pain. They did not realize that their fingers were cut. That's how ulama is saying, when those women of Egypt, they cut their fingers, they did not realize the pain because they were lost in the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf. Allahu Akbar. What about the beauty of Allahu Ghani, the leader, Allahu Ghani, Imam al-Anbiya, leader of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam. His beauty, what can you talk about? If someone will see the beauty at the time of death, then definitely the way those women did not realize the pain, that person will forget and he will, inshallah, not realize the pain and agonies of death. And that's why we should also make dua, Ya Ilahi, bhool jao naz'aki takleef ko.
Ya Ilahi, bhool jao naz'aki takleef ko. Ya Ilahi, bhool jao naz'aki کی تکلیف کو شادی دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو شادی دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ تقوی کا ساتھ ہو
ماشاءاللہ. Dear respected viewers, one more couplet inshallah we'll include and then we'll come back to our topic. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh is talking about another calamity. He's talking about another difficult time. When will it be? On the day of judgment. When due to heat, our tongues will come out, they will hang out. And he's talking about that moment in time. And what is he requesting in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? What dua is he making for that difficult time? He says, Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aayein pyaas se, sahibe kafar shahe, judo ata ka saath ho. Allahu Akbar. He says, oh Allah, when tongues will hang due to immense thirst, let us be blessed by the generous king, the distributor of kafar. Subhanallah. In this couplet, Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is reminding us of the difficult situation on the day of Qiyamah, when the intensity of the heat will be beyond what we could even imagine. The great scholars, including Huzur Sayyidi Sadr al-Sharia, have mentioned that there is none that can actually understand the intensity of the heat of that critical hour. On the day of Qiyamah, due to the intensity of the heat, the tongue will become so dry that it will feel like thorns. Allahu Akbar. The tongues of the some will be hanging out of their mouths. Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is explaining that on the day, nothing will be able to quench our thirst except the generosity of the distributor and the owner of Kawthar by the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam al-Zaat. And dear respected viewers, this couplet can be understood in two ways. One is that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will quench the thirst of his thirsty ummah on that day by offering them the heavenly drink of kawthar, which will quench their thirst forever. The other is that when the ummah and those who truly love Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam see his beloved and radiant face, subhanallah, they will forget the difficulties and harshness of that day, as they will quench their thirst by becoming absorbed in the beauty of the sacred face of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is telling us that on that day there is no way to be saved from the harshness and the difficulties of Qiyamah except through the intercession and the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hence, he is making dua that, oh Allah, on that day when the intensity of the heat will be so severe and none will care about one another, then on that day afford us this blessing of being amongst those who will be blessed with kafir by the blessed hands of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya ilahi jabzabani.
يا إلهي جب زبان باہرائے پیاس سے یا إلهي جب زبان باہرائے پیاس سے صاحبِ کوثر شہِ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو صاحبِ کوثر شہِ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو.
Dear respected viewers, today we are talking about loving the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, respecting the progeny of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and how Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi showed reverence and respect for Sadat. Waqas bhai, is there any beautiful account would you like to share with Brother Ichen?
One account, an amazing account, that once Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi was called to somebody's house, was invited to somebody's house. And in them days, the ulama, the scholars, they were transported in chariots. It's like a carriage which four people hold on their shoulders. So Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullah, he gets into this chariot and he's going towards his destination. And he suddenly tells the chariot to stop and he comes down. And he says to the chariot holders who are holding the chariot on their shoulders, which one of you is a Sayyid? I can smell the fragrance of a Sayyid coming. First, one of them was a Sayyid. He was very anxious. You know, he did, you know, what's going to happen here. So then Sayyidina Ala Hazrat insisted, tell me which one of you is a Sayyid. And the one that was a Sayyid, a descendant of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Hazur, I'm a Sayyid. Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi asked him for forgiveness. Please, I'm sorry, forgive me, forgive me. He said, Hazur, it's okay, don't worry. No, no, please forgive me, please forgive me. He says that Sayyidina Ala Hazrat continuously asked for forgiveness. Ala Hazrat asked for pardon by saying, please forgive me. What would I do on the day of Qiyamah if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me concerning this incident and says to me that I showed disrespect to his family? He said, what if the Prophet asked me, Allah, is it what my family is for, to carry you on your shoulders?
Allah.
The Sayyid accepted Allah Hazrat's apology. He said, it's okay, Zul, don't worry, I accept your apology. But that wasn't enough for Sayyidina Allah Hazrat. Allah Hazrat says that now you get into the chariot, I will carry you on my shoulders.
Allah.
And the whole people, they all see that the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, the Mufti of the time, the leader of the time, is carrying a chariot bearer on his shoulders. But for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi alayhi, this was no ordinary chariot holder. This was a descendant of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how Ala Hazrat compensated for that, just for carrying, for a Sayyid carrying Ala Hazrat on his shoulders. Ala Hazrat says, I will carry you as well on my shoulders. Then Ala Hazrat hoped that that would do justice. Can you imagine the respect that Allah Hazrat shows to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And today again, if we find out somebody is a Sayyid, maybe somebody is working for us as a Sayyid, how do we treat them? In our communities, our neighbors, if somebody is a Sayyid, then how do we accommodate them? How good are we to them? Or how do we, how much do we respect them? How much izzah do we give to them? So we must make sure that we respect the family and the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wholeheartedly and as much as we can, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear respected viewers, what an amazing account. This shows that how much love Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi possessed. Let me mention you another beautiful account. It says, Waqas bhai, Sayyidi Mehdi Hassan Mia, Sahab Sajjada Nashin of Marahna Sharif, he says that whenever I used to come to Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he would serve food with his own hands to me, and he would make my hands wash by himself, meaning he would pour water so that I could wash my hands. And once he was pouring water so that I could wash my hands, he saw that I was wearing rings. So he said, Prince, could you please give these rings to me? And I took them off and I gave it to Al-Azad. And then from there I went to Bombay, to other city. And from there I came to my own place, Narayana. My daughter Fatima came and said, Abba, from Bareilly, Maulana Sahib, meaning Ahlat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, sent one parcel. It also includes one letter. And in that parcel there are a few rings. And he sent to us. And on that letter it is written, O princes, these rings are for you because they are of gold. Allahu Akbar. And the reason why, because gold is not allowed for male. Allahu Akbar. So this was the beauty of Sayyidi Alad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how beautifully he gave that message to Sayyid, and subhanallah, that's how he used to respect. And he also sent the what you call the rings, which were owned by the owner, they were also sent back. Subhanallah, how beautifully he explains. And he also sent that ring back to the owner also. And this is the way for us to learn the reverence and respect he used to have, Allahu Akbar, for Sadat. Waqas bhai, as we are talking about Sayyidi Alad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and how he would show love for Sadat Ikram, would you like to share?
SubhanAllah, when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was asked about the penalty that should be given to any Sayyid for transgression, if a Sayyid ends up in court, what should happen? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was asked about this. So he says that even though a judge is called upon to declare judgment and punishment upon a Sayyid, and the penalty that he has decreed is within the tenets of Islam, the judge should not have the intention, the niyyah, that he is punishing the Sayyid. Rather, he should think that a small amount of mud has appeared, has smeared itself on the Sayyid's feet, which he is merrily washing away. Allah has said that when a judge is even giving a penalty to a Sayyid in a court for transgression, he should never think that he is punishing the Sayyid. What should he say? That a little bit of mud has come on the feet of the Sayyid, I'm just taking the mud away. This is ishq. Ishq for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even when giving like penalties, this is what their thought is. This is
what should be the intention at that
time. Intention at that time. It's amazing just to think that how much love, how much devotion somebody has for anything which is attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even such extent that, you know, when they go in front of courts and judges, what, you know, should be given, what sentences should be given, what the judge should be in thinking, what the judge's intention should be. Why? Because all to do with the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, me, you, the viewers of Madhi Channel. Where is our thinking? And how do we treat the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we see them? How do we react to them? We should get the love and affection and devotion, get dua from them, and inshallah ask them for the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe just through this act and amal of ours of respecting the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this could be the one that pleased the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gets our shafa'ah done for us and our intercession into Jannah, inshallah.
Subhanallah. SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's now include few ash'ar from Kalam of Alad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. As we've selected today, Ya Ilahi Har Jaga Teri Ataka Saath Ho Jab Pade Mushkil Shahe Mushkil Kushaka Saath Ho. In this, Alad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is talking about various difficult times which relate to the hereafter. And he is talking about the time when Book of Deeds will be opened. He says, Ya Ilahi Namae Amal Jab Kulne Lagi. O Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when my book of deeds will start to open, at that moment when my book of deeds will be opened, Kulne Lagi, Ab Poshe Khalki Sattare Khataka Sadhu, at that moment may I have the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who hides mistakes of others. Allahu Akbar, who covers the mistakes of others. Allahu Ghani. I also pray that at that moment in time that our mistakes are hidden. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive us and we get the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim at that moment in time. Inshallah, inshallah, our mistakes will be covered if this dua is accepted.
Ya ilahi namae amal jab khulne lage, ya ilahi namae amal لے جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو.
سبحان اللہ. Dear respected viewers of Federation, Father Ala Rahmat Allah Ta'ala says, جب چلو تاریک راہ پل صراط آفتاب ہاشمی نور الہدا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی جب سرے شمشیر پر چلنا پڑے رب سلم کہنے والے غم زدا کا ساتھ ہو. In this couplet, Allah says, he's talking about pul sirat. Do you know what is pul sirat? Pul sirat is thinner than hair. Pul sirat is sharper than sword. Allahu Akbar. And that pul sirat which is built on back of Jahannam, Allahu Ghani, that is darkest place. And Allah Hazrat is talking about that night which will be tariq rahe pul sirat, that road, that passage which will be very dark. At that moment, may I have, subhanallah, the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he is referring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Abi Hashimi Nur al-Huda. He is talking, he is metaphorically saying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the sun. Allahu Akbar. And when this Aftabe Nur al-Huda will be there, right, the one who gives hidayat, such Nur which guides towards right path, if that sun of Nur al-Huda will be there, then that Rah, that passage, he will be there to guide me to cross that bridge of Sirat. And when that sun will be there, then that darkness will go away. And then he says, Ya Ilahi, jab sare shamshir par chalna pade. Because that bridge of Sirat is like a sword, sharper than sword. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He says, when that time comes, when I have to cross that bridge of Sirat, which is sharper than sword, what happens? Rabbi Sallim, kehne wale ghamzuda ka saath ho. The one who removes worries and difficulties, ghamzuda, here is referred who? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what dua Rasulullah will have there? He is referring that dua, Rabbi Sallim. Oh Allah, make him cross peacefully. Allahu Akbar. This will be the dua of the tongue of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On that day, how beautifully he has brought in this dua. And he is saying, Ya Ilahi, jab chalun, tariq rahe, pul sirat.
یا الہی جب چلوں تاریک راہ پل صراط یا الہی جب چلوں تاریک راہ پل صراط آفتاب ہاشمی نور الہدا کا ساتھ ہو آفتاب ہاشمی نور الہدا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی جب سرے شمشیر پر چلنا پڑے یا الہی جب سرے شمشیر پر چلنا پڑے رب سلم کہنے والے غم زدا کا ساتھ ہو رب سلم کہنے والے غم زدا کا ساتھ ہو.
Finally he writes, Ya Ilahi, jab raza khabe gilan se sar uthaye, دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو. سبحان اللہ. Dear respected viewers, in this couplet, Ala Azat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is talking about, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, from the deep sleep of my qadr, when I wake up, when I get up towards Mahshar, Allahu Akbar, at that moment may I have the fortune of love of Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam with me. Because if that will be with me, if I will have the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with me, then inshallah all calamities, all problems will be sorted. Allahu ghani. And dear respected viewers of Madani channel, definitely those ushaqani rasul, those they love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they will have a peaceful sleep inshallah in qabr. And another poet he has written, قبر کی نیند سے اٹھنا کوئی آسان تو نہ تھا, ہم تو محشر میں انہیں دیکھنے آئے ہوئے ہیں. انشاءاللہ عزوجل. We also pray, یا الہی جب رضا خواب گراں سے سر اٹھائے.
یا الہی جب رضا خواب گراں سے سر اٹھائے, یا الہی جب رضا خواب گراں سے سر اٹھائے, دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو, دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو.
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. Dear respected viewers, today we are talking about loving Sadat. We are talking about loving the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Waqas bhai, final message.
Final message would be that these gems of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to research about them. We get the books of Seerah and see who are these pious personalities. Implement their lives upon ourselves. Read about them, learn about them. Teach your children about such personalities, about the Sahaba Ikram, about the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah implement their lives in our lives inshallah.
Mashallah, mashallah, beautiful message. And in the end, I would like to conclude a very faith refreshing account of Sayyidi Alam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's son. We're talking about loving Sadat, we're talking about loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's progeny. Now, throughout the life of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, that clearly reflects that how much love and reverence he possessed for the family of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But dear respected viewers, he also imparted that love in his children. Now, there was a murid of Mufti Azam Hind Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, son of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. He was talking about his pizza. He was talking about his sheikh, that he is Mufti Azam, Allahu Akbar. That person, when he heard the praise of the Shaykh, he said that you say Ala Hazrat and you say Mufti Azam, and you see, he said these words. He said, okay, I will go and I will ask one question from your Shaykh and he won't be able to answer that. Allahu Ghani. Dear respected viewers, now that person goes to the court of Mufti Azam, Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and he was present there. He asks one question that I've got a question. He said, okay, ask, what is the question? He said, how many daughters of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are there? Now, he became quiet and he went inside of the Azam Hind. Now that person would come, look, I asked a very simple question. Okay, he has gone inside to look in the books. He doesn't even know the names of the daughters of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you were praising too much Allah, because he got the point. To say that person who had brought him with him, he was also a bit worried. Now he's talking like this, why he's got inside. Now when Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, son of Allah Hazrat, comes back, his face was wet like he has performed wudu. When it was asked that why did you go inside, what was the reason, he said, because I had to mention the names of the daughters of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I do not mention them without wudu, and I had gone in to do wudu, and now he mentioned the blessed names of the daughters of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the love of the family of Ala Hazrat. Now you can imagine how much love Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would possess for the family of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani Channel. We'll bring another beautiful episode of Imam of Ahlul Sunnah. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahlul Sunnah.